This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michelle Corso, Executive Director of the French Quarter Management District. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Busy time in the French Quarter, a lot of new equipment, and a lot of new procedures, policies in place. The manner in which you made yourself, you know, were able to get around in the quarter was a little different from the best that I could see. Your thoughts?
Indeed. I definitely had a lot of law enforcement presence. Certainly something that's not the everyday experience for locals or tourists. I've been visiting New Orleans since about 1999, and this is the first time that I've seen so many different uniforms in the French Quarter, but it certainly gave a sense of unity, a sense of responsiveness, and the aim was to make everyone feel more secure, no incidents, and so I think that goal was accomplished.
Now, you guys, as a state political subdivision, y'all work hard trying to represent all the different interests within the quarter, right?
Yes, that's correct. We are unique in that we really balance or aim to balance the interests of both residents and our businesses and employees. And certainly the beneficiary of all of that is our tourists who come and visit. So sometimes those interests take a lot of conversation to make sure that we really understand what residents want, what business owners need, and trying to find the happy balance between. Absolutely.
And y'all have taken on a number of projects yourself and solicited funds and lobbied the state legislature and a lot of other activities to try and make sure that not only the safety and security, but the presence of the French Quarter is maintained.
Yes, that is absolutely true. We do have a lot of support on a number of different levels. We are funded by the city, the quarter for the quarter sales tax. We're funded by state appropriations and actually are looking forward to having a federal grant this year. And so we really do take the advice and take the interests of all of those parties into consideration when we have these projects. Our purpose is to make sure that the French Quarter is safe, but really we try to make it a better place to live, work, and visit, so everybody enjoys the experience that they have.
Now, I know that you guys have taken the lead on license plate readers, security cameras, providing specialty vehicles, and just any number of pieces of equipment to try and create a more ease of administration as they engage in their enforcement activities, meaning that the security patrols that y'all have and the NOPD. What would you say is your biggest challenge today with all of that?
I think it's a challenge of again, balancing those interests. Some people respond very kindly to the security readers, the cameras, the license plate readers and cameras, and others, you know, find that a little bit intrusive. And so our position is not to go one way or the other. Our efforts are always an effort to support what is it that our law enforcement needs, what is it that our community needs to stay safe. And so we thread that needle very carefully. We communicate as best we possibly can, but it's always keeping that balance.
Yeah, and I know y'all just finished up a very important project, one that I've heard from a lot of people. They were very excited about it. And folks are going to be surprised to hear that it was streetlights. Simple like that, right?
It is. It's one of those things. Streetlight project took many, many, many years to kind of come together. And it certainly has taken many months. We had that rush to try to put on the best shoe that we possibly could for Super Bowl. But we really prioritized making sure that the needs were attended to. And so we had almost 1,000 streetlights that needed to be inspected, a number of different parts. Some were in working order, others were not. Some had parts that needed to be replaced, poles that needed to be replaced, so many different components to it. And so the residents certainly are the winners of that project by and large, and that's really where we've received the best feedback. Our wonderful little French Quarter is lit up like a Christmas tree now, and we couldn't be more grateful.
So a lot of folks are saying, they ask the question, why did it take a Super Bowl to get this done? And it's kind of, in my view, it's a silly question. You use whatever leverage point you are presented with to accomplish something. I think the bigger question is there a plan to maintain this? We got to this point because of neglect. How confident are you that we're going to be able to keep this going?
Very confident. I'm confident that we maintain a good open communication relationship with our city partners, and we all have the same goals in mind. And so we are beginning those conversations about maintenance. We have a clean slate now. So many things were repaired for Super Bowl. And so now what does that look like? How can we attend to these things? This was the first large, let's say infrastructure project, if that's the right word, but really it was for safety and security, which is why we were granted the funds to do so. And so now, since that door is now open, we're hoping that we can have those conversations and they go well to say, okay, what does maintenance look like? How do we ensure that these things do not take another 10 years or another Super Bowl for us to attend to them? But how do we do that on a more regular basis? And so very confident. I think we've got, like I said, a great working relationship where those lines of communication are open now.
And a follow-up project or a parallel project to this, one would be surprised as well, was street signs. I don't think we were able to finish that before the Super Bowl. Where do we stand now?
That is definitely still underway. That wasn't an FQMD project. But certainly one that we communicated was a great need. Street signs, stop signs, all directional signs, wayfinding signs, all of those things are certainly important in the French Quarter. And so FQMD positions itself to make sure that we are constantly communicating with our Department of Public Work partners and making sure, hey, how can we attend to this? How can we get to this? I think last week I had on two different blocks. I don't know what's happening on those two blocks, but street signs, stop signs were down, and people would send in pictures and say, hey, this stop sign is in the street. Can we attend to it? A potential accident. How do we attend to that? And so we communicate regularly on that. So it's not an FQMD project, but it's certainly one that we are continuing to keep the lines of communication open with our partners.
Now, there seems to be a dialogue that has started in the aftermath of the New Year's Day tragic event about whether or not there should be some additional restrictions on Bourbon Street and whether or not a pedestrian-only mall should be created. And there seems to be probably 5-6 different factions on this issue, and who knows how many more. Where does the FQMD stand on this issue of what y'all know so far?
Well, we collected about 35 emails. The city, NOPD, and the mayor invited feedback from the community. And so FQMD reached out to our board of commissioners and their organizations, to our citizen groups, just to say, what is it that you think should happen here? How do you see this moving forward? Will this benefit or create any impediments for you? And so we gathered that feedback. There are a number of different opinions out there. FQMD can't take a position on it formally. Our job is really to make sure that those opinions are communicated. So we're delighted to be able to continue that communication. I sat in the meeting with the Teneo group that's advising the city, and they made it very plain that creating a pedestrian only area for Bourbon Street would be the greatest effort towards safety. That would be the safest solution. And what will the residents and businesses, what risk are we willing to take? And so now, if that is the official position, and I don't think it's the official, but that is their the statement that they've put out, now it's a question of, okay, residents and citizens and business owners, how do we get there? Is there a compromise? Is there anything that we can do that's going to make this beneficial for all? And so I think this is going to be a lengthy discussion, and there will be, like you said, a variety of different opinions on it.
It would seem to me, though, and I don't know how they're going to get through this process, because if you have, I think, what y'all have north of 3,000 residents living in the quarter, is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So the nuances of their lifestyle, the comings and goings of how they come in and out to work, to shop, to do this, to do that. You could have a template that may be a thousand different templates for, you know, those nuances. And then you add all the businesses and how they dispose of their garbage, how they take deliveries, how they do this, how they do that, what times are the most convenient for them as they're trying to streamline businesses. You know, what hours of operation do each one of these businesses operate? I hope they're willing to go through and not a lengthy process, but a more open and transparent to gain a better understanding of what needs to be compromised on. Because you have hotels, commercial establishments, you know, you have commercial establishments of every type. It's not just bars. It's not just restaurants. You have hotels, clothing stores, antique stores, and the list goes on and on and on. And each one of them, you know, we are humans are creatures of habit. And the old habits die hard. And in order to accomplish this little thing on Bourbon Street, you're going to have a lot of old habits that are going to have to die.
You know? Indeed.
And
indeed.
I'm not so sure that there are folks willing to go to those funerals. I just don't see it.
That's well said, sir. Well said.
So it's going to be interesting. I think they're going to have someone that's going to be that is independent, that's going to pull all of this together to try and figure out even if you know they could do much of anything. I do believe, and I'm very optimistic that they could reach some compromise on individual like silos of things, of activities. And I do believe that can happen. But to just shut it down, I think, is going to be hard. And I don't disagree with the expert. I think that would be the most secure, right? I mean, it is what it is,
right.
and it doesn't change. And that's the way it would be. But not sure that everyone's willing to compromise there.
Well, I will say that the city hosted for North Rampart Street, which we did a number of different projects over there to improve pedestrian safety. And that is a larger conversation that the city actually hosted. It was by an outside group that said, okay, we're looking at the bigger picture for all of this project. What would it take? Would we need to reduce parking, the number of parking spots along Rampart to create bike lanes, to create wider sidewalks? So a number of different questions were being asked, but that process, which the city is hosting currently, was really a deep dive. It really fostered great communications. They laid out a physical map and plan, and the attendees of that group were able to walk around and ask questions and put little post-it notes of, what about this? Have you considered that? And that feedback was well received by the group that was hosting, and they continued to tweak their proposal. And so it is possible, and the city certainly is hosting a process now that is very inclusive and is certainly very broad. But again, to hear the number of different opinions and really try to keep the number of different interests in mind is definitely going to be a difficult challenge. What I saw as the most overwhelming theme in the emails that we received, the feedback that we received, was open communication. There was a lot of interruptions, like you said, that old habits that were broken during the Super Bowl process, following the January 1st attack, a lot of things that were immediately interrupted and changed. And there wasn't a lot of time for a lot of broad communication to residents and businesses. And so their feedback to those changes that happened right before Super Bowl was better communication. So I think, you know, the city, if they aim towards that, to have open communication and a dialogue to keep those interests in mind, that communication piece will really be the most helpful tool in the toolbox that they can use.
No doubt about it. And in the end, everyone should focus on, we just want it to be a better place, separate and apart from the safety issue, that it's just better in as many aspects as possible, right?
Absolutely.
Well, as always, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Executive Director, French Quarter Management District, thank you for the work that y'all do. I know that most, if not all, of what you do is on a volunteer basis, and we appreciate that as well. Those big checks are still not rolling in, Michelle. I know that, too.
No. Not that I've seen. I'll double-check the mail today to make sure.
But stay safe.
Thank you for having me. The pleasure is mine.
And have a great week. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.